sports moments this spring. The exclusive sports book of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. There is no better time to be a sports fan. Sign up today. New users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles.
It's Gus Kattengill with the Sports Hangover. Join us for Thursdays with the crew of Katie's. Every Thursday, we'll be live at a member of the Katie's family of restaurants from 12 to 3. Whether it's Katie's in Iberville, Francesca's Deli on Harrison, or Bienview on Hickory. Enjoy lively sports banter with delicious eats. Join us as we talk about the latest from our local teams, and you'll likely hear me argue with Scott Craig about his St. Louis Cardinals and my Chicago Cubs. Good thing he's a Brother Martin grad. Thursdays from 12 to 3 is the Sports Hangover with the crew of Katie's on ESPN New Orleans.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Sink or tub stopped up? Can't get it to drain? You know who can?
Rudiman can! Rudiman can! Rudiman can! 262-8222!
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's time for the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Local sports, national sports. The G-Cat is on it.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Now, saddle up for a tall glass of sports talk. Here's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. On the river band. Caller and guest hotline. Coming up at 2:15 will be Erin Summers, Saints and Pelicans team reporter. She was at practice today. We're all waiting for the news. The news on Zion Williamson's finger, head coach Willie Green.
He's good. X-rays negative. MRI, everything structurally was fine. Some soreness in his finger.
Just a sprain.
Contusion. I think that's what we're going.
All right, so you heard head coach Willie Green there say, we'll see what happens as far as his availability tomorrow. Zion Williamson after the game yesterday.
I don't want to dive too deep into that question because I don't want to say anything that's not right, to be honest. I tweaked it a little bit. I'll have more information on it tomorrow morning. I'm going to get it looked at and go from there.
Gus Kattengill, John Forcade with you as we are live at Katie's on Iberville. We still miss the chef. That's what it said. There's two pages on that card.
Yeah, you got to flip it over?
Yeah, flip it over. This is where you say we really miss you. Go ahead. Read it.
I said, Scott, yep. We really miss you.
There it is.
That's it.
You got it. That's it. Stop on by, although I feel like half the city's already stopped on by.
Yes.
Lunch here as well. It's a good thing, as Georgia will greet you up front. Liz is behind the bar making sure that all of your beverages are frosty, including your iced tea. I got iced tea.
You got iced tea today?
I got iced tea today. One iced tea. Also helping out here today, Mikey, Bryce, Alexis, and imagine this, a Katie. At Katie's. Imagine that. 800-998-1003. The Rudiman Can Hotline is the way to chime into the conversation. Hour 2 was brought to you by Chris's Paving. ChrisPaving.com. If you want to go see what the quotes are, what they can do for you, it's concrete, it's asphalt, it's New Orleans in the Bayou region. And in Hour 1, that is always brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. We'll be there next Friday. Maybe or maybe not. With John Forcade, I don't know. If he can behave himself, there's a demo pool. in which we will do they will do fly fishing demonstrations, kayaking demonstrations, all kind of different aspects of it. There's 40%
kayaking.
Off. Kayak. You get on a kayak to go fishing. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
But is a pool big enough for a kayak?
Well, I mean, as they said, have you been there? It's a big demo pool.
I don't know. I still think I can go.
Yeah, there it is.
I mean, I should be able to go, you know, skinny dipping.
Okay. We will not be with John 4K next Friday at No Wake Outfits. Can you behave yourself?
I'm just trying to bring up some business.
No, I don't know if that's going to drum up the business.
Oh, it's going to drum up some business.
I don't know. It's probably going to go the route of the last 30 seconds of the fourth quarter yesterday. If you happen to walk out on that demo pool that way, in all of God's glory, you'll probably just get not one, not two, but three people leaving. Just like the Bells got ejected yesterday.
As long as they're leaving with something.
You want to hear what it sounded like?
Yes.
Pulls up, left angle, three. Rebound. Back tapped out to Trey. Trey leans into a three. Can't bank it in. Rebound Carter. That'll do it. They'll get it up the floor to Harris. Bounce feed to Boncaro. And the seal dunk. 8.9 seconds left. And we have got a disgusted.
And the technical foul and a
got tossed. Well, he already had a technical. Pels are frustrated. The Magic know it. And this has been, we came into this homestand six games with everything on the line. And the Pels are about to go 1-4 in this home. 1-4 in this homestand. By the way, Trey Murphy got thrown out too.
Well, I mean, for this game, yeah, Trey's heading out. The Magic, and Trey's going to exacerbate it by applauding the officials, have been all over the Pels like lotion. I mean, just they've been on them, slathered, where you can't get away from them. And it's worn on the Pels. It's worn on them. And now they toss
who
out.
Who else?
It's Dyson.
It's not funny.
I don't think I've ever seen this. John.
No, I have
we
not.
We just got three guys tossed.
I have not.
Herb Jones, Dyson Daniels, and Trey Murphy all been ejected.
Yeah, now 7.4 seconds left, so, you know, the outcome.
Like I said, it's not funny. I just,
no.
But that's what happens in New Orleans, right? Somebody doesn't just get injured. I mean, it's an injury at the wrong time. I mean,
I'm surprised Willie Green didn't get ejected.
Well, they probably all stemmed from this, too.
He's missed two wide-open jumpers.
Oh, Williamson just got undercut. Oh, my goodness.
He's up.
Wendell Carter.
He's up, but he does not like that.
No, that's Gary Harris.
He
went for his knees, man. You got to look at that. That's how people get injured.
Willie
Green's going to get teed up.
He should. He's defending his player.
Oh, my goodness.
Willie Green's out to midcourt. Willie Green's out to midcourt.
He's got to be kicked out of the game.
Well, he should be kicked out of the game. He should pick up a tee. They ought to leave him alone, though, because they need to absolutely look at this. He got undercut.
Down Aaron Summers.
CJ McCollum is also trying to battle for Zion Williamson right now, going at Suggs and Harris, letting them know what he felt about the call as well.
By the way, common foul.
Well, listen, I saw the replay.
Right.
The guy was going for the ball, and he stumbled, and he went low. Okay, I agree with it. Where else are you going to go? You got to go to the floor.
Well, retribution came later on in the game.
Head fake on Franz. Goes behind the back and loses it. Boncaro took it right back. Shovels to a cutting Suggs.
Oh, goodness.
We've got
he traveled,
bodies everywhere.
They called a travel before the foul, and Suggs is injured.
Suggs got body blocked.
I mean, Herb got him, and I don't know if this is something they're going to look at or what, but Suggs is down, face down on the court. He took it hard.
Yes, he did. Let's go down there, and Summers is right there.
Yeah, he's just now starting to get up, but he is holding his midsection, looks like his ribs area. The entire game, though, Suggs has been really going at Herb Jones verbally. He is very upset right now, yelling at CJ McCollum and having to be taken off the court.
This is a basketball game.
Cole Anthony just got teed up. Ooh, Cole Anthony. Tell you what.
I mean, it goes on for like 2 minutes. CJ gave him a little forearm shiver. I mean, dude, it was... I'm just playing that to just kind of give people that maybe just watched, you know, were muted at a bar, you know, their wife's talking to them, they're watching. They didn't get the sense and feel. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I literally said today, go play pig. Go play horse. Go. You could just feel the sense where everything felt heavier. They were down 3 at halftime. They only had 2 free throw differential. It just felt worse. And that's why I keep saying, that's why to me it's almost like a team that's just, you're feeling the weight of the end of the season here, and they're not playing to their capability.
Yeah, they're definitely panicking in a way.
Listen to what CJ McCollum had to say.
We got 45 wins with 6 games left. It's not the end of the world. You know, we would have liked to win more games at home during this homestand. We would like to have clinched the playoffs already, but if you would have told me we got 6 games left before the playoffs start, so we got a way to control our own destiny, I would have said, I'll take that. So, I mean, you got to look at it 2 ways, right? You know, we got to be better, obviously. We got to get back to the basics, but it's also, you know, not the end of the world. We lost some games that we feel like we should have won, but still games left to be played. We still have a say in how the season is going to finish up for us, and we still have control over how we play, and hopefully we can get some wins and lock in this playoff seed.
Head coach Willie Green.
This is exactly that. It's frustrating, but you know, this is a part of it. It's not going to be easy to go where we want to go. And this is a part of the NBA journey, is that we put ourselves in an unbelievably good position, but we have to run through the tape. And I think we got 6 games left. We got to put it together, and that's the deal for us. But it's definitely frustrating losing some of these games. I know we want to be better, and we will, but right now we got to regroup, keep our heads up, and continue to go after it. The season got 6 games left, so that's the deal for us.
Zion, what needs to happen in the final 6 games?
Like I said, we have to have a higher level of focus. We just do. Spoke on it a lot throughout the year, but at a certain point, I just can't keep speaking on it. We got to make it happen. If we want to be one of those contenders, we got to get wins, even in tough games like this. We got to figure out how to get a win.
Jack, got about 3 minutes before we go to Aaron Summers, Saints and Pelicans team reporter. What you got for us today, bud? Hello, Jack?
Yeah, hello, Gus?
Yeah, man. Yep.
Okay. Anyway, hello. When's your managerial debut? You're at Delta Playground, right?
No, I'm at Little Farms.
Oh, even closer. Oh, that's better. I gotta see that. Oh, okay.
Jack's gonna
hold it. We're gonna get the schedule, Jack. We're gonna get the schedule. You and I will pop up there, a little ice chest.
Yeah. John said he's gonna come to one of the games. He's gonna come to one of the games. I'll let you. We start games next week.
We will critique you.
I'll bench someone.
Get thrown out the game. If you get thrown out the game, I'll give you $100.
What? I'm not getting thrown out the game. Jack, don't encourage him.
Nah, Gus, it takes a lot of courage to do that. As you know, the parents are a pain in the butt, so good luck. But, look, guys, is it this simple for the Pelicans? Okay, Valanciunas is an old-school center, all right? Nance is a backup, so they don't have the center they need. Because, look, I watched about half of the game last night. Their defense was as bad as I've seen it. Gus, I think you were saying it earlier, that this game wasn't as close as the final score. It looked like Orlando could have done whatever they wanted.
Yeah, you know, look, like I said, there was a stretch in that game, and you saw it, Jack, last night, too. They just cut, I mean, Mo Wagner was abusing Dyson Daniels and others. And, again, I'm not upset at them. Dyson Daniels should be guarding out on the perimeter. And that's why, again, I'm like, why is Jonas not down there? Because if this is the case, if you're going to go with that lineup, I'm telling you tomorrow, Victor Wembanyama will drop 60. The guy just dropped 40 a couple games ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I I don't know, man. And look, Larry Nance was under the weather, but that's even more reason to use your big.
Right.
I'm just confused by that because it was literally, I can hear JD saying it in the broadcast in my ear saying they're just going after the mismatch, and it was just simple basketball by Orlando. Whether it was Banchero or whether it was Wagner, they brought the ball on the other side of the court. One guy went into the paint, the ball went into the paint, and it went into off to the glass. No? I don't know.
Just watch it. I'm sorry. But just watching the game, look, when JB was in the game, Banchero was just running past him. I mean, he looked like a turnstile. And look, not his fault. He just doesn't move his feet very well. But I guess he's their best option. I don't have any answers. That's for certain. So, I don't know. There's just certain teams in the league that they don't match up well against. This is one of them. I would think Cleveland. Like you said, I hope the game at the end of the season against the Lakers doesn't matter because I don't think they really have anybody against AD. So, I don't know. I don't know. Hey, look, guys, I know you got to get to your next your guest. How much has Chef Scotty, has he mortgaged the restaurant to bet the over for the Saints? Because, I mean, he's predicted 14 wins in an over and under, seven and a half. So, I mean,
Jack, I'm taking his bet. Whatever he wants to lay, I'm taking that. So he ain't going to mortgage a restaurant. I'm going to change the name, Forkades Town Tavern.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What it's going to be named after that.
Forkades Town Tavern. All right.
Yes.
I got that.
That's a great name. Forkades Town Tavern.
We'll give you a nook or something, Jack. We'll be like Jack's Nook.
Hey, look, one more thing. Have y'all decided what you're going to do for the draft?
Yeah, I mean, from my understanding,
we're going to be at Hooters.
Forkades got a spot. Here's the thing: if there's a Pels playoff game, I can't go. But they might still go. So it all depends on the playoff schedule. But yes, we are planning on doing something. I promise you.
Okay.
All right,
well, guys. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Quick break. We come back. Aaron Summers, Saints Pelicans team reporter. We're live at Katie's on ESPN New Orleans.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
It's time, basketball bettors. It's March Mania, and I'm here to tell you about BetUS.com. They've been driving to the basket for over 30 years. This year, BetUS has an epic three-pointer, a 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits. That's right, the industry's craziest 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance. Epic. Get started by visiting BetUS.com or give them a call at 1-800-MY-BETUS. BetUS. Where the game begins.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it be a festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or outdoor music venue. Joe Septic Contractors says it's important to cover your bases well before the days of your event. Joe Septic Contractors can supply 18, 10, 3, or 2-stall restroom air-conditioned trailers and luxury shower trailers of all sizes. Anytime, anywhere, call 24/7. Planning an event? Visit Joe Septic at viscom.net. Locations in Cutoff, Thibodaux, Fouchon, Abbeville Reserve, Odessa, Texas, and Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. We're live at Katie's. Gus Kattengill, John Forkade, buddy we call Aaron Summers. Talked to her about what she saw over at practice here a little bit ago. Head coach Willie Green had this to say about that foul on Zion Williams.
One on the Harris foul.
I definitely think it was a flagrant. Probably should have been shooting free throws. I mean, that's a tough play. They don't even allow that in football. I know, you know, somebody said he slipped. But when I went back and watched, even when he slipped, he still lunged at Z's legs. So I thought they had that play incorrect.
The official said he slipped.
The official said he slipped, yeah. Which he did. But he was already lunging towards his legs anyway to try to get the ball, and he took him out.
Flagrant one on the
All right, so that's Willie's back and forth with local reporters a little bit ago. Aaron Summers was there here as well. Let's start with the most important thing, Aaron. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Absolutely. Happy to be on the call with you guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing much better now that I found out that it's just a day-to-day, another contusion, but it is not a dislocation, it is not an amputation, it is not anything. He has his finger. He's good. I'm just, you know how it works, right, in New Orleans. An injury is not just a normal injury. It's always at the wrong time. And when you see Z go down like that, not play the final fourth quarter, I never thought I'd say I was relieved that he was injured somewhere other than his knees when we found out it was a finger injury. So hearing today that it's just a day-to-day sort of thing, I guess it's as good as it can be, even though you need him tomorrow.
Sure. So it is the middle finger on his left hand. He just hit it on the backboard as he was going for a block. Amazing play, but we know how strong he is and the force that he plays with, and he must have just bent it back. Obviously, everything checked out this morning, as you heard, x-rays, MRI, everything was good. So it's just a matter of how sore he is, how he's feeling tomorrow morning. Head coach Willie Green said they're going to reevaluate things as far as how he is feeling, if he thought he's going to be able to go for tomorrow's game. But it is definitely best case scenario, considering you're already dealing with a couple other injuries and you don't need to lose anybody else, especially Zion Williamson at this point.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, I played some extended highlights, I guess, from yesterday, from not only that play where Zion got cut down, as you just heard from Coach Willie Green, feeling that it should have been at least two free throws. The end of the game, well, not one, not two, but three players get all of that. And I just played that. And look, you're in there reporting on it, too, and you can hear the feel with your mic open and how loud it was, too. I just wanted people to get that sense and understanding of what it was like. I guess that vibe and, I guess, feel where it just felt like everything was hard for that team last night and everything just cascaded. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, you could feel the tension in the air. Obviously, the players themselves getting frustrated, and early in the game, you saw Herb Jones saying some things to the refs and getting called for stuff that obviously wasn't the case on the other side. It looked like Paulo Banchero was getting away with a lot more. He is also a big body. He goes inside pretty hard, but he was getting the calls fouled that on the opposite side, Zion wasn't getting across, you know, in the same situation. So it's frustrating, I think, for everybody that this is something that's continued to happen throughout the season. And now you add the fact that these games matter so much more, and you're also not getting those calls. And talking to Trey Murphy after practice today, he said that he got upset because it was a 6-point game at that point, very late in the game, 30 seconds left. But if he got called on what he thought was a foul on a 3-point shot, then he would have gone to the line, potentially made his free throws, potentially cutting it to 3 points. So the game was still available for them to take had those calls been going in their favor a little bit, or just been called a little more fairly. And so I think that's why, not only early in the game, but as the game continued to progress and the tensions continued to build, you saw it boil over at the end. You know, head coach Willie Green said he would have loved for them to finish the game the right way, not at the end of the game have three players go out, get thrown out of the game. But he said he completely understood the frustrations that the players were feeling. The fans were adding to it. I mean, there was just a lot going on around them. Obviously, your home crowd is going to agree with you,
yeah,
whether or not it is the right call. But yeah, I mean, it definitely felt like at some point it was going to boil over yesterday, and we kind of saw it in a couple different situations, as you mentioned, with Zion the knees getting taken out by Harris and then Suggs getting taken out by CJ. So there were definitely some very tense, stressful, physical moments, and things were said.
It's just the other two things, too, that kind of stood out to me. I mean, one was Larry Nance just kind of shoving on a player. Herb Jones just shoving out of bounds a Magic player or a foul being called. This team just seems frustrated. I mentioned earlier, Darren Hartigan, who joined us, that I had told you after the game yesterday, I'm like, they need to go play horse or pig or do something to kind of, like, you know, just get away for a quick sec and do something. What was practice like today when you were there?
Yeah, for sure. Today was a really relaxed practice. They sat and watched film for a little while. They talked. Obviously, that's all closed doors, just the team. But when they let us in, there wasn't really much of a practice. They were just all kind of shooting around, going through different individual things on their own. Kind of to your point, taking a break and relaxing a little bit and trying to just get away from some of the feelings that they had, not put any more pressure on the team, not talk about it too much, you know, address the game, but then just try to, you know, lighten the mood and then move forward, because it's not out of hand right now. It doesn't feel great. Last night didn't feel fun or anything, and you fall into the seventh seed, but you still have six games left, and you still have an opportunity to end up where you wanted to at the beginning of the season, which they have said continuously is a top six spot in the Western Conference.
Yeah, and I guess that's where you are. I mean, look, it's crazy. You want, let me see if I get this right, Sacramento to win, Dallas to lose, and you'll be back in fifth with five to go. While you're looking at standings and scoreboard watching, it comes down, Aaron, that this team's going to have to win some games here in the final six. So,
yeah. I mean, without doing anything tonight, they could move back up a spot. So, it really, you just got to look at yourself and take care of business. And you haven't been able to at home. We knew this was going to be a tough stretch. You hope that you would be able to get some of these games. OKC was a possibility. You know, the Suns was a tough game, especially because of the tiebreaker and being right there with them. But, you know, last night, obviously, would have loved that one. And you still have an opportunity to go out and get tomorrow night's and head into the road trip on a high note after a win. And Trey Murphy said it today after practice. He just said, we have to find our joy again. We have to have fun. We have to play together and enjoy what we're doing. And that's not hard. You know, the morale is not bad right now around the team. We just kind of have to right the ship a little bit. And I think that obviously a win would help. That would be huge. And that's kind of, you know, easier said than done. But it's also about your approach and mentality going into the game to start with. You know, you can't let the frustrations from last night's game carry over and make, you know, lead to another loss. You know, you can't let the refs or Orlando beat you twice.
So what's the key tomorrow? I feel like its energy is matching the intent. I don't know. What's the word that Zion keeps using, too, that is kind of interesting, where he realizes a sense of urgency? I mean, this team's got to match that, because Victor Wembanyama's been playing pretty well.
Yeah, and that is kind of the word that was thrown around today a little bit, too. This is it. You know, you want to play meaningful games. You want to be in it at the end of the season. And the Pelicans have all those opportunities in front of them right now. So they just got to go out there and take care of their own business, which is starting well and playing consistently with a lot of effort and playing for a full 48. Because these past two games, there's been a real big letdown. Well, they started the game on Monday against the Suns, you know, got down pretty bad in that one to start the first quarter. But there's definitely been a letdown in the third quarter of late. So that's something that they have to avoid. You know, last night they only got about 20, 21 points in the third quarter. So that offense, they need to keep the ball moving. They need to continue to work, whether it's you know, getting the paint touches and going outside, or you're moving, you know, east, west, to side to side to try to open things up. They've really got to stay on top of their spacing and try to pull people out from inside and give Zion open driving lanes. Trey, not be afraid to put the ball on the court and drive inside. Hopefully some of their shots can hit from the perimeter. CJ McCollum started a little slow in the last game. And right now, you just, as Coach Green has mentioned, you know, the margin of error is very slim without somebody else to rely on in Brandon Ingram. And then you don't have Jose Alvarado coming off the bench. You know, the bench, it's been tough to find production because you're used to having Trey Murphy down there coming off the bench to add to that. And he's obviously in the starting lineup right now. So you're without him as that second burst off the bench, without Jose's energy off the bench. So, you know, people just got to dig deep and find it within themselves. Going to be tough against Victor Wembanyama. Obviously, there is nobody that does what he does with his ability to roll inside or pop out. He's very tall, big body, but hey, you know, the Pelicans have been trying to play small ball. I think in this one, it would benefit them to try to play it a little bit bigger, to try to lean on Jonas Valanciunas a little bit more. You know, they've been talking about the physicality, and the rebounding discrepancy has been pretty bad too. So I would like to see them lean in a little bit more into trying to play through Jonas inside some.
Aaron, if you only knew how many calls come in to say the same thing, what you just wrapped up there. It is what it is. Let's see what takes place tomorrow. I guess my whole thing is just say, Mo Wagner, I'm not disrespecting, but if Mo Wagner did what he did last night, Victor Wembanyama, I might be a little better. Might be.
Yeah. I mean.
That scares me.
The Spurs one of the teams that Todd Graffanini hates? I do feel like he's like the Spurs are on the list of just his most hated teams for whatever reason. Yes. He feels like we always have a hard time with them. I think he did say last night, though, that Orlando is becoming that team. So probably after the game last night, we might need to ask him again what his list of most hated teams in the NBA are. But the Spurs do play as tough. We see them a lot, but we haven't really seen a lot of Wembanyama. So that'll be interesting to see how they do match up against him and how they decide to play it tomorrow.
As always, appreciate the time. Aaron Summer, Saints and Pelicans team reporter. See what takes place tomorrow over at the Smoothie King Center. And we'll see Aaron next Thursday when we're over at Francesca. Let's see if I do this right. By Katie's Deli and Pizzeria and Catering. Did I do that right?
You got it.
There it is. Thank you. Aaron, we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Y'all have fun, and I can't wait to join you, John, when we are watching the coach.
Oh, my gosh. Please. We need some new blood in here, some positivity, for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Aaron. We'll see you soon. Quick break. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Bobby, what time is it?
Wes, it's time to pay other people's taxes.
Already?
Look around, little brother. It's happening right now.
We're paying the taxes on every item up to $4,000?
Yes.
How much is that exactly?
If they maximize their savings, it's more than enough to pay for a crawfish boil.
What if they did that on two different items?
It would be enough to pay for a crawfish boil plus four Jazz Fest tickets.
That's a lot of money.
And starting this Friday, we're having our three-day
engagement ring extravaganza.
Tax-free?
Of course.
People will see engagement rings they've never seen before.
And spectacular diamonds that are easily within your budget.
Especially if you let us finance it for you.
0% financing for 12 months.
Or 36 months at 9.99%.
With approved credit.
Ramsey's annual tax-free event is happening right now.
Crawfish Boil and Jazz Fest tickets.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers, the largest diamond store in Louisiana. On Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
Disposal jam? Can't fix it?
You know who can?
Rudiman can! Rudiman can! Rudiman can! 262-8222!
Thursdays from 12 to 3, it's the Sports Hangover with the crew of Katie's. This week, we are at Katie's in Mid-City, 3701 Iberville. Come get the swamp fries, crawfish beignets, or even try the barge. It's the Sports Hangover, Thursday at Katie's, 12 to 3 on ESPN New Orleans.
how can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003 on the Rudiman Ken hotline. We're live at Katie's on another gorgeous, beautiful spring day. Soon enough, though, it's going to be a little bit warmer. Are you going to be here for Jazz Fest, or are you going to be out of town? When are you leaving to go coach?
After next Thursday's show, I'm leaving.
After next Thursday's show, that's it?
Yeah, so but I'll be popping back and in.
Are you going to be here, though, for? Because I know we always like to do some shows for Jazz Fest weekend on Thursdays.
Yeah, I'm going to pop back in. I can get away. Because my deal is as a consultant coach. So I kind of do what I want, you know.
Show up when you want.
No, I'm gonna show up, but I gotta leave.
You mean like Russell Wilson? You have your own parking spot?
Yeah, they will get. Well, I got that parking pass too.
Okay,
it's got the handicap written on it.
That is true.
I'm gonna park anywhere I want.
that does give you access wherever you want.
Yeah.
That's actually the best parking pass you can have. Yeah.
Let me tell you so funny. Yeah. So today I pull up in front of the tee shop, and Jake, Tanya's son, who comes into work at the shop in the morning, pulls up right behind me. He bought a Jeep just like me. He got a nice black one.
Okay.
It looks cool. And he's like showing me some of the stuff he added on a Jeep. I said, "Look, man, you can't park here because they're gonna write you up a ticket." He goes, "Oh, I'm gonna watch for it, right? You know, the next few minutes, I'm gonna sit around and watch for it. If they come by, I'll jump out there real quick." And I said, "Well, you know, you don't have that parking pass like I have, the handicap one." We didn't even walk into the store, and here comes the uptown security guy.
Yeah.
He walks in, says, "Hey, man," he thought it's my Jeep. "John, you got a ticket on your Jeep." I went, "No, that ain't mine. That is his, because I had Tanya's car this morning." Jake walks out and says, "Damn, I ain't been in here for 3 minutes." And all of a sudden, I said, "But they out there lurking
now.
So he goes, "Oh, that's okay. It's only $30. See, if you park all day out there, they're going to add another one to it. And so that sucks.
That's crazy.
$30 to, you're trying to do business.
Yeah.
And they want you to, just to run in to get a tee, you got to pay for parking to go in and get a tee.
Should open up a shop in Metairie.
That's, you never know what
that's
the
coming.
Monkey eats.
Yeah, that's
coming. You never know
coming.
What the monkey eats.
Yeah, well, I hear you. No, I,
You never know.
You know, I just said that in case Chef is listening.
Yeah, I know. I hope Chef is listening. Did Chef get that?
Veterans really busy. Severn, that whole lakeside area.
A lot of the West Bank is booming, man. A lot of things on the West Bank.
All Gretna. The West Bank, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
People like tea on the West Bank?
Like everything on the West Bank. A little cheaper, too.
800-998-1003. I want to ask you this. I never got to it. We're going to talk a little bit more about it as we get closer and closer, though. I was listening to Aaron Cohen this morning talking about, with Buffalo making the trade with Stephon Diggs going to the Texans, and he said, quote, "Now we're going to find out if Josh Allen is that elite quarterback and if he's that guy, because it's now up to him to elevate the team to be a contender." And I'm just kind of shaking my head here because the national media has spent seasons, including this past one, depending on what quarterback you want to use.
Right.
Saying, well, that quarterback needs more weapons. Like Lamar Jackson won an MVP. And if it's like, well, he's not really that good or he can't do that, well, he needs a running game.
He needs running game.
He needs a receiver.
Correct.
He needs all that.
Yeah, that's
right?
Justin
Herbert.
More.
He needs a head coach. They got John Harbaugh. Then they got rid of his receivers and all
right.
that. But he went on to say, if the Bengals got rid of T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, he felt that Joe Burrow could still take them to a Super Bowl. I'm like, man, it's going to be tough to make it to the playoffs. I do think you need an elite quarterback.
Well, every team needs
an elite quarterback. And I do think, to win a Super Bowl, I do think good quarterbacks to elite quarterbacks can elevate other players.
Correct.
At the end of the day, before Drew's arm was shot, and before the Saints went and kind of had a resurgence in 2017 when they had those three straight drafts of nastiness, and they went 79, 79, 79, Drew Brees was still a pretty good quarterback.
They had 5,000, 5,000, 5,000.
Exactly. He had 5,000 yards. They had no defense. Right? So to win in the NFL, you do need a handful of components here.
Right. There's no doubt.
You do need some parts of it. Look, Pat Mahomes was able to overcome, because his argument was, look what Pat Mahomes did. I'm like, yeah, let's look what Pat Mahomes did. He got rid of the football, and his average touchdown pass was 3 yards. So he got rid of the ball quickly. But why did they win the Super Bowl, I would argue? Defense.
They won it with defense.
Their defense.
Travis.
Right.
Taylor Swift.
That's true. But that's
Rice showed up, the receiver.
But that's the point.
That's the guys. They had some guys show up.
Right. Well, everybody's at that moment in that game.
For
them to win throughout the season, I mean, you're overcoming a lot. And, again, you're telling me that he's the best. And he had a lot to overcome there.
Well, let me
so that's what I'm saying. Because the reason why I'm saying is I don't know if it's fair because the narrative's already started. That if Josh Allen doesn't go to the Super Bowl without his top two receivers coming back, blaming Josh Allen.
If he played for Green Bay, that would be a little bit better. If he played for Minnesota, they'd probably get further off. If he played for Kansas City, they'll win Super Bowls. If he played for the Rams, name teams. All right, you want to save you put them on the Saints, they'll be an average. Why? They don't have the help. And if Buffalo don't have the help for him, and like you said, one is the O-line, need a running game, you need at least two good receivers, maybe a good tight end.
That's what I was asking, like, what is it you need? Like, if Mickey Loomis says, you know what, I got something to do. I got to go on vacation. I got to do something. For whatever reason, I'm going to have you sit in for me in the draft. What do you think are the requirements or something that you need in a QB in today's NFL?
You got to be able to throw the football, for one. You got to be accurate, throw the football. I don't want to hear this. You can run for 1,000 yards. That ain't going to get you to the Super Bowl. Because one little game you get hurt and went by the other. But you got to have a quarterback who's accurate, throw the football, reads the field well. You know what I mean by that? He's got to be able to go, if it's not here, I go here, I go here. So you got to have a quarterback who's a throwing quarterback. I'm not just saying a stiff guy sitting in the pocket and throw, because, no, you got to still be able to move around, make some plays with your feet, but you still got to be able to throw the football. All right, other than that, you got to protect him. I know this is going to be a large list. You got to protect the man. And it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of a running game. Then you got to have, I'm going to tell you, you got to have receivers. I don't care if it's a tight end and a good wide receiver or two good wide receivers and an average tight end. You got to have the weapons for the quarterback. So whatever quarterback you go out and get, C.J. Stroud, look what they just did in Texas. They helping him with a running back and two wide receivers on that side right now. On defense, with Anderson out there, they go and got Hunter from Minnesota, the LSU kid. So they're going to be stacked. So that's what I'm looking at. Teams figure we got the quarterback. We got to give him the weapons. Allen had weapons. They screwed up 2 years ago when that was on McDermott, when they should have had, they beat Kansas City. They screwed up at the end of the game. But they had weapons then. They just still didn't have a running game. They had receivers. And they had a good line. You got to protect your quarterback. You got to be able to throw the ball to receivers.
Because, again, that's kind of the thing, too, right? I mean, we can look at it and say, and again, this is all coming back to a point. When we look at Derek Carr this year, to judge him on stuff, the first thing you've been saying right now is you better protect him.
Right. What do you think the Saints have that Carr needs if the Saints are going to make the playoffs? O-line, a running game, and receivers. Now, what do the Saints not have right now? They don't have the O-line, depending on what Kamara can do with the O-line. And they got one really good receiver.
Yeah. And
they got weapons that they have to go get.
And I think that's why I was just bringing it up to you, because I thought it was interesting. We will as we get closer now. 3 weeks today. 3 weeks today from the first round of the NFL draft, man. What's going to be nuts is what teams decide to go quarterback. Michael Penix, Adam Schefter said, could be going in the first round. Visited the Broncos and Raiders last 2 days.
Ain't gonna happen.
J.J. McCarthy, is he really a top six, or is he slide to 12 or 13? I do think the Raiders or Broncos would take him if he's at 12 or 13.
He would probably sit better off with the Broncos because of the coaching. The Raiders, they don't have any coaching, I don't think, for him, because he's got a lot of stuff to be worked on. If the Raiders drafted, a Daniels, a May, or even a Williams, then it's easier. But I think the McCarthy kid needs he needs some work. And I think Sean Payton can work with him. I think Sean Payton, two things I'm going to tell you with Sean Payton. Two players you're going to look at. He's going to look at the kid from Michigan, or you're going to look at Bo Nix. I think those are two guys that he can look at and say, well, this is my mini Drew Brees. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I brought that up to you, because Chase Daniels did I did it again. I added an S. Chase Daniel put together.
I've been putting S's
like at the end. I know. We do that for some reason. The entire time he was here, we did that. But he put together about like a 20-40 minute video on Bo Nix, and specifically said he would be perfect in Sean Payton's system. Again, he would know. He was in Sean Payton's system.
Sean Payton was not a deep throwing guy. He was an intermediate, even though he had Drew and Drew Cooper.
I think with Sean's system, and it's kind of why I thought maybe Derek could succeed, it has built in safety valves if you know what you're looking for.
Well, it's a tight end and a running
back. Either there or not there.
That's
dump
it. That's it.
But
look, the good thing about when we talk about Allen, he's in a bad division. So he don't need to have the greatest weapon. He still, that guy can play. I'll take Josh Allen. The rumors are that the Giants are trying to, the head coach there, who used to be in Buffalo, is looking at, the word is, it's just rumors, that he would like to trade for Josh Allen.
Really?
I heard that.
Wow.
A friend of mine who's
that would be something.
Does some reporting up in New York.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Sink or tub stopped up, can't get it to drain? You know who can?
Rudiman can! Rudiman can! Rudiman can! 262-8222!
It's Ram Truck Month at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Rams, long-lasting new pickups, or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Whether you need a truck for work or home life, the Ram will do its job. Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Mow the Distance is back at your local Gravely dealer. Now through April 8th, you can save up to 25%, and special financing is available on America's most rugged mowers, including the ZTHD, the residential mower built to commercial standards. Visit your local Gravely dealer today.
Come celebrate Neal's Small Engines grand opening at our new location in Cutoff, Highway 3235, this Friday and Saturday. Refreshments will be served. The Sports Corner will be broadcasting live this Saturday from 10 to noon. And don't forget, sale prices are good at any of our three locations.
When it's time for the March Mania brackets, the bus wide open. As I was saying, it's mad. The Mania of March at BetUS.com is all about those buzzer beats. Bonus offers. And when the madness starts and Cinderella man steps under the BetUS always has your back with back-to-back-to-back 125% sign-up bonuses on your first three deposits and even 10% gambler's insurance. BetUS.com Sportsbook and Casino, where the game join today. BetUS Sportsbook and Casino, where the game begins.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It is frustrating, but I've said it before, the beauty in the NBA is you got a game either the next day or the day after. So, you know, I always tell myself on the court and off the court, don't panic, because when people panic, it causes other people to want to panic. So no, there's no need for us to panic. We just got to come with a higher level of focus into these next few games. But like I always say, one game at a time.
That is Zion Williamson, John Forcade, after last night's game. No panic. Are you ready to hit the panic button yet? No panic button?
I hit the panic button a couple of days, couple of games.
I'm waiting until they get to 10th. If they fall to 10th, then I'll.
Oh, well, if you want to talk about that, I'm
nine
panicking.
Or 10.
I'm panicking for them. I want to see them, you know, 6 or 7. Let me tell you something.
My summer vacation depends on them getting into the postseason, okay?
Yeah, true.
I need some checks. I need a 4-game series. Wife wants to go to the beach for
a week. Happening.
The kid wants to go to Disney.
So what do you get for one game?
I got a graduation in Vermont for my nephew. I mean, everybody wants something. I'm like, who's paying for it?
Yeah.
Pell's postseason. So these guys better get it together.
Ooh, that one and done ain't going to get you far. Might get you to Biloxi.
One and done might get me to the West Bank. That's only because my parents live there. Got free lodging. I do want to point this out, too, because it is something that Aaron Summers brought up. Aaron Hardigan and I talked about it. I think every caller does here as well. I keep wondering if there are numbers, if there are metrics, if there's something that kind of could. My eyes tell me I think this team plays better with Jonas Valanciunas.
Yeah,
my gut tells me that at the very least, let the guy foul out with 6 fouls. He has 6 fouls. If he can't guard somebody and they're smoking him, make me at least for one day open up the show and be the Pels lost because of Jonas Valanciunas. I don't think I've done that since he's been here. I'm just being honest. I don't think I have come on the show, taken the headsets off during a break, turned off the mic so no one hears me, and dog cussed Jonas Valanciunas as the reason the Pels are losing a game.
I don't
think that that's ever happened.
Yeah, you can't.
So I don't understand why he's not trying to be in there to help you right now.
You know he's handicapped in certain areas.
Well, so are, I mean, some a lot of the staff. I mean,
I can watch other guys who don't guard a soul. They got. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's on his team. I have no understanding of why this one guy is on the Pels, and he's been here for years, and he's just the way he's taking up space. He doesn't even need to be out there.
Here's what I'm asking. Well, Shemit Dua at Fear the Brown over on X, Inside the Know podcast. I tried to get him on yesterday. I'm going to try to get him on tomorrow. He's been on this a lot, and all season he's been like, I get the defense thing, and Willie Green's all about defense, and OKC has good defense. Boston has good defense. Orlando has good defense. You know what else they have, though? Offense.
Yes.
You can't forget about the offense component on this. You know, we're told, Jordan Hawkins, he's not that good defensively. I get it. But are you telling me in the 9 and 12 minutes that the guy can play? What if he hits 3 threes? That's 9 points.
Yep.
You know, off your bench. How many people off your bench are giving you 9 or 15 points or have the capability to? The capability.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So, Shemit Dua just put this up there. We got about a minute left. The Larry plus Zion units have a minus 2.07 net rating for the season in 645 minutes, which you just need to know there, plus minus, when teams do better, when not, when their rotation does. It's minus. When Jonas is with Zion, they have a plus 4.81 rating in 1,002 minutes. Now, it is a few more minutes, but one's a plus 4 and one's a minus 2. That's a 6-point difference, if I do math right. So he's saying, you may think it's because they're missing B.I. right now that the offense is not working. He's saying Larry, Zion, and B.I. is a minus 4.08 this season. Jonas, Zion, B.I. is a plus 6.24. That is a substantial.
The writing's on the wall.
I understand with stats, I can go pick and choose to make it my narrative and my point.
Right.
But that's why I want him on tomorrow to talk about that, because my eyes and my gut would tell me, I don't know what you just said, but I buy it.
Yeah.
The John 4K to my left. We will see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Not me,
on the Sports Hangover. We'll see you over at Francesca by Katie's Deli and Pizzeria. Thank you to everybody here at Katie's.
It's Ram Truck Month at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Rams, long-lasting new pickups, or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Whether you need a truck for work or home life, the Ram will do its job. Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Mike Greenberg, Greeny.
This is a time of rebirth in Washington. That city, that fan base, that franchise, and everyone associated with it has been dying, begging, and pleading to get out from under the stench of Dan Snyder. And the way to begin it with a bang is to attract Caleb Williams, the first generational prospect of the NIL era, which means he has unprecedented control over where he goes. He's a person who makes millions and millions of dollars. You can't watch a football game during the season and not see a commercial with him in it. So he's okay if he doesn't go to the NFL immediately. He's okay if things don't work out fast. You have to play the long game. And if he decides, and this is a big if he decides that the long game he wants to play is back home for him in Washington, then the Cliff Kingsbury hiring feels like it makes a lot of sense in that regard as well.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg. Weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can watch and listen on the ESPN app.
The king is in our home. What joy bring? We are going.
The King Firm. If you've been injured, ring the King. 504-909-5464. That's 504-909-5464. Located at 2912 Canal Street, New Orleans. If you're injured in an accident,
I say have no fear.
The King Firm.
The King Firm is here. We are going. We are going to ring the King.
LA 23-15-341.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
NOLA Gold fans, this Saturday, rock and roar for the Gold as they host the Chicago Hounds. Saturday at 3 p.m., bring the kiddos for the Autumn in Suit to-do event. There'll be special ambassador animals visiting on site. Come catch the thrill of rugby and see the animals, plus, more importantly, help the kids. Proceeds will benefit LCMC Children's Hospital. So, you'll be cheering for great cars. Join us at the Gold Mine on Airline for an afternoon of family fun. So we'll see you Saturday as the Gold hosts the Hounds at 3 p.m. See you there.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tax Act can think of a million things more fun than filing taxes. Tax Act is going to name some now. Sitting in traffic. Folding a fitted bedsheet. Listening to your coworker talk about his fantasy team. Digging a hole. Digging an even larger hole next to that original hole. Unfortunately, Tax Act's filing software can't make taxes fun. But Tax Act can help you get them done. Tax Act. Let's get them over with.
Bobby, what time is it?
Wes, it's time to pay other people's taxes.
Already?
Look around, little brother. It's happening right now.
We're paying the taxes on every item up to $4,000?
Yes.
How much is that exactly?
If they maximize their savings, it's more than enough to pay for a crawfish boil.
What if they did that on two different items?
It would be enough to pay for a crawfish boil plus four Jazz Fest tickets.
That's a lot of money.
And starting this Friday, we're having our three-day
engagement ring extravaganza.
Tax-free?
Of course.
People will see engagement rings they've never seen before.
and spectacular diamonds that are easily within your budget.
Especially if you let us finance it for you.
0% financing for 12 months.
Or 36 months at 9.99%.
With approved credit.
Ramsey's annual tax-free event is happening right now.
Crawfish Boil and Jazz Fest tickets.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers, the largest diamond store in Louisiana, on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
State 1, offices in Baton Rouge.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Knicks will be without Julius Randle the remainder of the season. The All-NBA forward needs season-ending surgery on his dislocated right shoulder. He's expected to be ready around the start of next season. Will be reevaluated in September. The Knicks, fifth in the East, one game out of third. Bucks point guard Damian Lillard could return from a groin injury tomorrow night against the Raptors. Milwaukee trying to hold on to second in the East, has lost 4 of 5. And a couple of worrisome issues for the Bucks or ESPN NBA analyst Austin Rivers.
They will go nowhere in these playoffs if they don't have their full roster and if they're not in full health. Secondly, they have to get better on